Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Time once again on 4HI for Q&A. Look who we got in the chair. It's the guru himself. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Michael.
Bit fresh these mornings, aren't they?
Lovely.
Mate, we have a listener just back from a trip to Brisbane and a visit to North Harbour Estate.
Oh, good. What was his impression of North Harbour?
Well, Steve, he and his wife are most impressed with the quality and the building activity. They said that they now appreciate what you've been saying about demand exceeding supply.
That's great feedback, Mick.
Yeah, it gets better. They wanted to know the best deal you have at North Harbour and when you could start building.
Well, I've got a fabulous four-bedroom executive home for under $500,000, and we should be able to start building in October this year.
Well, why do you have to wait till October?
As we were saying earlier, demand so exceeds supply that roadworks, etc., are not yet completed, and it won't be out of the titles office until late September this year.
Steve, it's unbelievable that you can have a new home in Brisbane for under $500,000, isn't it?
Yes, Mick, and this is what we call turnkey. There's nothing extra to spend. You just turn the key and start living. Everything's done.
Really? Well, hang on, Steve. Give our listeners details of what's included.
Okay, well, these are the key features. Four-bedroom, two-garage, alfresco, two bathrooms, two separate living areas, fully rendered, colour bond roof, fully fenced, fully turfed with palmetto turf and a watering package. What that means is after we lay the turf, it's watered until we've got a tenant in there.
Mm-hmm.
Full termite protection to the slab penetrations, frames and trusses, driveway, letterbox, clothesline, garden shed, stainless steel look ceiling fans, mirror sliders to all bedroom robes, LED lighting to all internal downlights, melamine shelving to bedroom robes. You've got two Fujitsu split aircons. We've got full floor coverings at tiles and carpets. You've got a dishwasher. You've got a 900mm freestanding oven, gas cooktop, glass canopy range hood. We've even got a cold water tap for your fridge, Caesar stone bench tops, fully insulated roof, wall sarking to all walls. We build it to a full cyclone rating that's called W41, and you've even got roller blinds. How good is that?
Oh, is that all? All right, mate. Hey, listen, can you give me some figures on what it might cost to buy this house as an investment?
Okay, well, let's take someone in the 80 to 180 tax bracket using 10% deposit. The full purchase price is $495,650. They'd need $67,000 for 10% deposit, lenders, mortgage insurance, stamp duty, legals, etc. And they'll need to allow a further $6,500 for interest whilst it's being built.
Yeah, okay, mate, but how much a week?
Okay, well, if we allow for 4.95% interest, principal and interest, and a rent of $460 a week, the tax refund would be $143 a week. And for the investor, they'd only be putting in $120 a week.
Okay, Steve, what if your client was in the 180 plus tax bracket?
Well, same rent's the same, of course, at 460, but the tax refund would be 180 a week,
mm-hmm.
And that lucky investor would only be putting in $83 a week.
Okay, mate, I'm digging a bit deeper here. Same property with your client's borrowing 100% plus stamp duty, legals, etc.
Okay, Mick, their only outlay is $5,000 deposit when they buy the land separately direct from the developer.
Why do they buy the land separately?
Well, doing a separate land and build contract saves about $10,000 in stamp duty.
Oh, okay. Righto, Steve, let's get back to the client borrowing 100%.
Okay. Rent $460, tax refund $169 a week, and the investor contribution only $179 a week.
Yeah, Steve, I know that these figures you use a variable interest rate of 4.95. That rate constantly changes, but what is the best rate you have at the moment?
Mick, as you say, they do vary, but at the moment, I can do 3.88% principal and interest and lock it in for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Can you give an example of the difference in rates? Like your client in the 180 tax plus tax bracket, borrowing 100, was only contributing 136 per week at 4.95 interest. How much would they contribute at 3.88 interest?
Only 119 a week, Mick.
Cool. Okay, I've written all these down. Now, if I have this correct, in summary, this client buys a $500,000 home, only outlays an initial $5,000, then only contributes $190 per week to pay off the loan, rates, insurance, etc.
That's right, Mick.
Really? Hey, mate, will you have these details at your stand at Agro today?
Oh, yes, certainly, Mick. And I also invite everyone to enter our famous free raffle.
Oh, what prizes you got this year, Steve?
Mate, we've got a Zazen alkaline water filter, a DeLonghi coffee machine, and a giant bottle of Jim Beam bourbon in a cradle.
Wish I was allowed, dude. You know which one I'd pick. Oh, yeah. All right, 4987-7567, that's the office number. Or you can Google Steve Taylor, you hit the contact us button and you get all that. And don't forget, go to the blog site and you get all the Q&As from the past that we record as we're doing it right here now.
Good on you. Thanks, Mick. And I look forward to catching up with everyone at Agro over the next 3 days.
Absolutely. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Mick.